Now, London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK, London's premier forum for news, views, and up-to-date information. Here's Andy Udman.
One ringy dingy. Two ringy dingy. Oh, a gracious good afternoon, Mr. Beadle. I'm Miss Tomlin, your representative from the telephone company. And you owe us a balance of $23.64. When may we expect payment? It's for three calls to Topeka, Kansas. You don't know anyone in Topeka, Kansas? Well, Mr. Beadle, that's beside the point. Now, when may we expect payment?
Oh, Lily Tomlin, and that is a classic, of course. I don't know if you remember that particular, of course, she had a different version of that every week, but if you remember the version, which I was just watching it on YouTube, where she pulls out his income tax report and has all the information, and the line is, what do you mean privileged information? Anyway, I don't know how you feel about your particular phone company, but even if you get great service from your phone company, I'm sure you've dreamed of the possibility of calling them and saying, I don't need you anymore. Well, on this program, nothing lights up the phone lines like when we talk about this little gadget that allows you to do exactly that. It's called NetTalk Duo. And joining us this morning, the man who lit up the phone lines last time when we talked about this little gadget, Nelson Hudis. Good morning, Nelson.
Good morning, Andy. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, you're not going to blow our phone system out, are you?
Of course, that's what I'm here for.
Folks, we're giving away more of these nifty little gadgets. The whole point of the program is, do we really need our phone companies for all the services that we have been paying for in the past? Do we really need to send them that monthly check, first of all, for the basic privilege of using the phone, and secondly, for those long-distance calls? And I've been talking to Nelson, and I said, give me a call when there's something new. Nelson, what's new this morning?
Well, we have something brand new. We've got an updated app, an Android mobile app that allows free calling throughout the U.S. and Canada. And it's a vastly improved version, adds the option to purchase calling credits directly through the app itself. And you can download the app absolutely free at our website, at the Google Play Store, or at the Amazon App Store.
Well, I'm thinking, Nelson, particularly, correct me if I'm wrong, that this might be a great idea for folks as their kids go off to college and university, and they'll be making a lot of long-distance phone calls.
Absolutely. It's great for anybody going off to college or university. If they want to get our device, any one of our devices, or this new Android app, if they've got an Android phone, they can use their Android phone and use the data part of the phone and don't use their minutes on their phone.
Okay, folks, here's the deal. I'm going to offer several of these NetTalk Duo products. We have three, in fact, this morning, which I'm just going to have Ryan take the name of each caller.
Yeah, we're going to give away three NetTalk Duo 2s, which includes 3 months of service.
Okay, so you get 3 months of service, and now explain how this works, Nelson. You don't have a phone bill. You don't have to pay for long-distance calls. You just have to renew your subscription, and the yearly fee is how much?
$39.95.
So instead of paying $39.95 a month, you're paying $39.95 for the year.
Right. And that's after your first 3 months.
That's right. And if you get the product free this morning, you've got it made in the shade. The phone lines are already lighting up this morning. My goodness. Mike, you're quick to the draw this morning, Mike.
Yeah, well, I listen to you every day, Andy. I think you do a good job.
Well, I appreciate it. And I won't tell anybody that you're my first cousin. Mike, what's on your mind this morning?
Well, my wife and I recently lost a job, and we're looking to cut costs, and this is the first time I've heard of this. I'm really interested in how this works.
Nelson, we got someone who's never heard of your product. Mike, get your pencil and paper, because Nelson's going to give you a shameless plug for this little product. Go ahead, Nelson.
We've got got numerous devices. We've got a NetTalk Duo, which can be plugged into your computer or your router. We've got a NetTalk Duo Wi-Fi, which can be plugged into your computer or your router, or it doesn't have to be plugged into either. It can be plugged into anywhere in the house on Wi-Fi. And we've got a NetTalk Duo 2. And
Duo 2.
Yep. All you have to do is have high-speed internet, plug it in, create an account on our website, nettalk.ca or nettalk.com, and once you do that and pick a phone number, away you go.
Mike, do you have high-speed internet service, Mike?
I do.
Okay, you are all set because you are using the technology that's already in your home, your computer, and the monthly fee that you pay for that privilege, and simply shooting your phone signal through your computer. Is that...
Would I keep my same phone number, or do I have to get a new phone number?
No, porting your phone number in Canada is not available yet. It's coming sometime in the last quarter of this year. I can't give you an actual date yet, because I don't know. But the company is working on it, and it will be available sometime later this year.
So I would get a new phone number if I signed up right away.
If you wanted to hook it up right now, you would pick a brand new phone number.
Okay. Well, that's okay. I can live with that.
Mike, do you have a cell phone?
I do. I'm on it right now.
Okay. So is changing your home phone number a big deal, Mike?
No, not really. It just means I got to get the new phone number to a bunch of people, but that's not a big difficult thing.
Okay, Mike, I'm so sorry to hear about your job situation. What are your prospects?
We're not sure right now. All we're doing is we're cutting costs. I've got Rogers right now, and they're killing us with the bill, so I'm going to have to start cutting a lot of that. I'm going to have to find another high-speed internet that's a little cheaper, but this NetTalk Duo would help me out a lot.
Well, that's why I feature this product on the program, and I'm not endorsing the product. I'm simply wanting to make people aware. People who are economically challenged, as so many people are, that there is this option to land with a cheaper phone bill, no phone bill at all, no long distance charges, just this yearly fee. Mike, any other questions for Nelson?
Yeah, no, I think I got it covered. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. And Andy, you're doing your job if you're trying to make it aware to people, because it's the first time I heard of it, and it's because of you.
Well, Mike, I really appreciate your call, and I'm going to make sure that you get one of these products.
Thank you, sir.
Nelson, you're going to send them to us. Should be here, the middle of next week?
Yeah, I'll send them out today. You'll have them Tuesday.
Okay. Mike, we will put your name down. Call us Wednesday, and we should have it for you.
Okay, thank you.
And all the best finding a job.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. Okay, let's go to Paul. Paul?
Hello.
Go ahead, Paul.
Yes. You said I got to have high speed. I just got the internet off the telephone. So. Okay.
Well, Nelson, what about for people?
I don't understand what kind of internet he's got.
Dial-up service, Paul?
Yeah.
No.
What kind of service do you have, Paul?
Dial-up.
No, it will not work with dial-up.
It won't, eh?
No, you have to have high speed.
Oh.
How's dial-up working for you, Paul?
Terrible.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty lousy when you've seen how good the high speed is.
Right.
Is it a challenge, I guess, Paul, as it is for all of us to go to high speed because of the fees involved?
Well, not that. It's just like where I am. I'm on the edge of the city here, and where can I pick it up? Like, Bell can't help me, and neither can Rogers.
Nelson, I guess that's one of the frustrations that people have who want to buy your product but who don't have the high-speed service and can't get it.
I'm surprised he can't get Bell or Rogers where he is.
I'm in the city, but I'm on the edge of the city on the south end, and we cannot get high speed out here.
That's a shame. I'm sorry that's happened to you. You ought to try looking into maybe satellite internet.
Yeah, you can, if you can hit the towers that we have around here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have lots of friends who live in the country, and they have high speed, Paul, so I don't know what the situation is there, and I don't pretend to be the expert.
So if I get, go to high speed with the...
Yeah, perhaps there's some other providers in your area that aren't, you know, the major companies that maybe offer high speed. You should look into that, and if you can get high speed, then our device would work if you had high speed.
Okay.
Terrific. Paul, I appreciate your call. Let's go to Linda. Linda, thanks for the call.
Oh, hello. Just a couple of questions. One, does it have to be high speed or can be high speed light?
Should be high speed. You have high speed light?
I have high speed light.
Leave your name and phone number, and I'll double check that for you, and we'll get back to you. It may in fact work on high speed light, but I would like to not give you an answer right now. I'd like to double check and give you a firm answer off the air.
Okay. And my second question is the fax. On my computer, I don't have an independent fax machine. I have an all-in-one printer. So when I want to fax something, I scan it into the printer, and I use the printer software to send it from the computer.
Right.
Can you still do that?
You should be able to still do that. Our device is also fax friendly, so you could, if you wanted to set it up to use it for faxing, you know, manual faxing, you could do that as well if you had a fax machine hooked into it.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is it shouldn't interrupt the way you're normally doing it now.
Okay, that was my concern because I don't want to get an independent fax machine. I want
No. It should not interrupt that process at all.
Okay.
Okay, Linda, just hang on, Linda. Ryan's going to talk to you and get your contact information so that we can get you looked after. Appreciate it. Mo, go ahead.
Andy, I have a question. If you get one of those units and set it up with one phone number and then later on the phone number change, would it still work with the new phone number or no?
Nelson?
I'm not understanding what he's...
Mo, I didn't quite understand your question, Mo.
What I'm saying is you have to, when you arrange it, when you get one of those units, you have to open an account and set it up with one phone number, right?
Right.
Yes, you pick a phone number.
Yes, and after a few months, your phone number changed. You still can switch that to the new new phone number, or you have to buy another unit?
Why?
I'm still not understanding.
Why? What, Mo? Why?
I don't understand. Do you want to change your phone number in a few months?
Let's say you moved from London to Toronto. Can you take your unit and put another phone number in Toronto?
Yes, you can change the phone number on the unit.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, you can.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Let's go to Jim. Jim, go ahead.
Hello. I had the Magic Jack a couple months ago, and I paid my yearly subscription. But halfway through my subscription, they billed me another $24.95, and I says to the guys, "What is this?" And he says, "A line maintenance fee." He says, "We can't drop it, waive it, or anything." Do you have anything like that in your contract, or is it strictly $39.95 for the entire year?
No, you buy the unit at retail, whichever unit you would buy,
right?
And then you would pay the yearly fee. I've never heard of that with the other product that you're talking about.
So that's what they did to me, and I argued it, and I tried to get out of it, and they said there was no way around it.
Nope. I've never heard of that. I don't know anything about that. You buy our product at retail, you pay the retail fee, and then you pay the renewal fee, and that's it.
Okay.
A line maintenance fee.
Like Bell Telephone used to charge on the old rotary dial phones.
Well, maybe they're thinking you remembered that and you would happily pay it, but you did have to pay it, Jim?
I said, no, I'm not going to pay it, and I cut my service, and I threw my Magic Jack in the garbage can.
Oh, wow. Well, Nelson's smiling. You can't see that on the phone, but that's the competition, so...
A little bit of trivia for you both here. I just want to throw a little quick hint at you. Andy, do you remember Bell Telephone 1969 and the long-distance commercial? Or the little boy that used to sit in the windowsill with the long-distance feeling?
Vaguely.
That's me.
Oh, that's you!
I did that commercial. Oh. I was a little guy who was sitting in the windowsill.
Okay.
I've got the original posters for that.
Okay. Well, listen, thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
Oh, I appreciate it. Okay, let's go to Carol. Carol, go ahead.
Oh, hi, Andy. It's Carol Freer calling. I was calling because I wanted to touch base on the Magic Jack. We have a Magic Jack, and we get interference where the lines cut out. Does that happen with NetTalk?
No, we do not have any interference.
Okay,
because a friend of mine has NetTalk. At some point, you're going to be getting the internet.
Sorry, I don't understand. Are you asking a question, Carol?
Yes.
Okay.
What's the question, Carol?
The question was that I understand that at some point you're going to be bringing the internet into this area.
No, I don't think you quite understand, Carol. They're offering a product which you attach to your computer, which allows.
No, I do understand that part. I'm just saying that my friend was told when she was talking to NetTalk that at some point they were also going to be bringing in high speed internet into Canada.
No, they're not an internet
We're
server.
Not an internet. We don't, no, we don't offer, I don't know where your friend got that information.
A little confusion there, Carol. They're not an internet service.
No, okay, I do, I understand that now. I just wanted to,
sure. Any
to
other,
check that.
Any other, any other questions?
My concern was is that, you know, we're sort of sick and tired of Magic Jack with the cutout of the service, and we were hoping that NetTalk didn't have that same interference.
No, we don't have any interference, and if you do have any problems with your unit, the easiest thing to do is to unplug your router, plug it back in, and then plug our unit back in, and everything should come right back on with no problems.
Okay, and the other thing I find, too, is that my Magic Deck, it gets hot. Does NetTalk get, like, the actual unit gets very hot?
No. Nope.
That doesn't happen with NetTalk as well?
No, it does not.
Oh, perfect. Okay, thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome.
And Andy, Larry says hello.
Larry says hello.
Yes.
Well, you say hello right back to Larry.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let's go to Elaine. Go ahead, Elaine.
Hi, I was just wondering, we go to Florida for 6 months out of the year. Can we take it with us?
Absolutely. That's what it's designed for. You can take it anywhere you like.
Oh, great.
That reminds me, Elaine, of the earlier caller, Nelson, who talked about moving to Toronto. There'd be no need to change your number, would there be, Nelson, if you moved to Toronto?
Well, if you wanted to have a Toronto number and have your Toronto friends call you, if they're using a traditional landline and not incur long-distance charges, there would be a benefit that way.
I see.
But if the other caller wanted to, if he's living in London and wanted his London friends to call him for free, he would keep his London number.
I got you. Okay. Elaine, anything else?
No, that's great. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Darlene. Darlene, go ahead.
Hi. I have this NetTalk unit, and I just love it, except I have one problem, that every time I call one of my friends, it disconnects on us all the time. So I talked to the support team, and they told me to double-check the firmware update by dialing star 41.
That's correct.
And dialing the IP address into the address bar, but I don't know what they mean by that.
Which unit do you have? Do you have the NetTalk Duo Wi-Fi?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, if you dial star 41 number sign, it'll read you a 192 IP address, and when you go through the setup process of the Duo Wi-Fi, which you can find on the website, there's a once you're hooking it up, there's a place where you can put that information in to use it on Wi-Fi, and it should allow you to do that and then update your unit.
Okay, but do you have any reason why it would only pick one phone number and that, I mean, constantly it hangs up on her? It just goes completely silent.
Really? When was the last time you spoke with tech support?
That would have been July 29th.
Really? If you want, Andy, if you want to get her name and number and send me her information, I will forward it to the tech support manager and have them give her a call and have it looked at.
I want to say to Darlene and to all of our listeners that after each time we've had Nelson on, people have had questions. A couple of people have concerns about the product. They simply emailed Nelson, and he's been wonderful about responding. So, Darlene, Ryan will get your contact information. And then we'll make sure that we get an answer. Is that does that fly with you?
Yeah, but I just want to say to Nelson, it's a great product.
Well, okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Darlene. Let's go to Gary. Gary, go ahead.
Hi there, guys. One question. My wife is always calling the UK because she's from the UK. Is there an extra charge for calling the UK after I buy this unit?
Nelson, go ahead.
We have enhanced calling plans. We have international rates. We've got a North American add-on. You can call Canada, Puerto Rico, and Mexico for as low as $585 a month or $70 a year. And there's also an enhanced international rate as well. You can do an add-on of that. It includes 60 countries for as low as $10 a month or $120 a year. So if you bought the international add-on, you would incur no extra charges.
All right, then that sounds good.
Gary, I appreciate it. Bruce, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm coming in the middle of this conversation, so I haven't heard that much except for questions anybody's answering.
Quick question.
What website to go to this, and how much are the units?
Well, it depends which unit you buy, but I'll answer your first question first. It's NetTalk, NETTALK.ca is the Canadian website, and there's various different units you can buy. You can buy the Duo, the Duo 2, or the Duo Wi-Fi, and they have got various price points. The NetTalk Duo is $59.95 at retail. The Duo 2 is $44.95 at retail. And the Duo Wi-Fi is $74.95 at retail.
And is the fee, the yearly fee, similar for all of them, Nelson?
The yearly, after the first year, the yearly renewal is $39.95 plus tax.
So that's what it'll cost you per year, $39.95 for the whole year.
For any of the units.
So if I bought one unit at $60, and then it cost me another $40 for the year, and then after that first year, it'll only be $40.
Yeah, like let's say you went and you bought the Duo. The Duo, which is $59.95, which you can plug into your computer or your router. After you pay the $59.95 and after your first year of service is over, your renewal will be $39.95.
Okay, so I don't have to pay $39. If I buy the unit, I don't have to pay the $39.95 for the first year?
No. You buy the unit at retail, and that includes the first year.
Oh, okay. Gee, that sounds great.
Yeah, any of the units that you buy at retail include the first year of service, except for the Duo 2, which includes 3 months of service, and then you can renew it for a year if you buy that model.
Oh, okay. Thanks. I appreciate it.
And, Bruce, how much would you like not to have a monthly phone bill?
Well, let's see. Between Rogers Cable and my phone bill and my internet, I'm paying about $200 a month.
It hurts, doesn't it?
Oh, crap, yeah.
Yeah. there's the quote of the morning. Oh, crap, yeah. 11:30 news update in just a moment. Oh, we got to say goodbye to Nelson. Nelson, it's been a hoot. The phone line's smoking. As always, whenever you are on, give yourself one final shameless plug.
Well, if you want to buy any of our units, go to nettalk.ca. Visit the website. There's all the retail locations are there that they can buy at. It's a great, great product. It'll cut your phone bill. No more need for paying monthly bills to any of the big players.
And then you make that lovely phone call to Bell or Rogers, correct?
That's right.
And what do you say?
Say, thanks very much, but I'm going a different route. I don't need you anymore.
Or as the lady in London who had just divorced her husband just before she won the lottery said, it sucks to be you. Nelson, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andy.
Okay, we're going to leave the last word to Lily Tomlin because that is a favorite. One ringy dingy. Okay, we don't have that handy. We have to move on to a news update. We'll be back in just a moment right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK. For any-